Chapter 1. Watch your six, rookie. His alpha's voice sounded in Aiden's head through the telepathic link all dragon shifters shared. Urgency cut through the words like shattered glass. Bank left, Finn yelled before Aiden could check over his shoulder for what could be coming at him. Training, instinct, and total trust kicked in. Without a blink of hesitation, Aiden dropped one wing, wheeling hard enough that air and gravity pushed against his massive body in opposing forces. Halfway into the turn, he craned his long neck to see if whatever was behind him was still there. The moonless night cast the earth in darkness, broken only by the myriad of stars overhead and the orange glow of the wildland fire raging thousands of feet below. Dark smoke billowed around him, obscuring his vision. This fire was yet another that had been caused by rogue dragon shifters. Aiden and the crew needed to get it contained. Fast, before humans discovered it and them. But first, what the hell was behind him? There. The firelight glinted off diamond-bright scales. A white dragon tailed him, wobbling as he struggled with the force of the turn Aiden had put them in. More the shade of pure starlight, the fucker was easy to locate against the dark sky and smoke. At least he wasn't a black dragon who would have disappeared in this kind of cover. How'd I miss this asshole? Silently beating himself up over that slip and determined to make up for it, Aiden pushed harder, increasing his speed and pulling away. White dragons tended to be longer and leaner than those from other clans, making them better long-distance flyers and more graceful in the air than blue dragons, like Aiden, who were the sprinters, known more for their speed. Gaining distance, but not too much, Aiden suddenly threw his wings wide and slammed his momentum to a halt. He flapped in the air, talons outstretched and braced for impact. The white dragon, already forcing himself faster than he naturally flew, and unable to turn his long form quickly, careened right into him. Satisfaction spiked Aiden's blood faster than a shot of alcohol. Gotcha. Grappling, both trying to take a chunk out of the other, they dropped like a sack of boulders right toward the flaming granite mountain peaks of the Sierra Nevada mountains below. Meanwhile, the guy in Aiden's grasp thrashed and fought as though demons had possessed him. What's wrong with this fucker? The other dragon snapped his jaws around Aiden's wrist, and jagged pain ripped through him. Those massive cutting teeth penetrated, ripping sky-blue scales out of the way to expose the more vulnerable flesh beneath. Before Aiden could pull free, the rumble of gathering fire, an inferno being stoked deep inside a dragon's belly, sounded beneath him. Not letting go of his bite, the dragon blew white-tipped flames from his maw, pouring them over the open wound he'd slashed into Aiden's body. The minor pain from the bite bloomed into something the minions of hell would love to use as a form of torture on poor souls. In this form, his scales protected him from dragon fire, which burned hotter and harder than any other kind of fire. Once those scales were breached, however, direct fire could do serious damage. If Aiden couldn't get free, the guy could pour enough flame into that small puncture to consume him from the inside out. But Aiden had trained for this, fought for this, put every fucking ounce of his heart and soul into proving himself worthy of his Hutterkon enforcer team. Hell, growing up an orphan dragon shifter, at the hairy edge of rogue the way he had, fighting for his very existence when many of his people would have seen him dead, had prepared him for this moment. He'd been ready for a long time, and now he'd finally get to prove it. Divorcing his mind from the screaming pain, Aiden quieted his body. He couldn't wait for any of the other members of the team to intervene. With a twisting move he'd learned wrestling with the other shifters at the home for orphans where he'd grown up, Aiden not only yanked his arm free, but took one of the dragon's teeth with him in the move. The other shifter yowled his pain. Aiden slithered around, finding purchase on the curved spikes protruding along his opponent's spine, and climbed onto the guy's back, riding him bucking bronco style. The ground rushed up at him, and he knew exactly how long he had before he needed to let go. Sinking his talons deep into the other shifter's bony shoulder, Aiden lunged over his attacker, striking like a cobra.